Tuesday night in Lansing. I'm Michael Cohen. Welcome to the program, and thank you for joining me. On today's program, narcissists. You probably know a few, and a new study out of the University of Michigan finding that there are negative health impacts to being a narcissist. We'll find out exactly what they are. And a new Kids Count report out showing that conditions for Michigan children are getting worse. We'll get the details from the Michigan League for Human Services. But first, over $1.7 billion worth of trade passes through Michigan's international borders every business day. So is our state taking enough of an economic advantage of this major trading route? To talk about that, I'm joined by Peter Annister, Policy Director at the Michigan Economic Development Corporation and the newly appointed state representative to the Great Lakes International Trade and Transport Hub Initiative. He will be taking part in a panel discussion on the topic tomorrow at MSU's Institute for Public Policy and Social Research's first public policy forum of 2012. Peter, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So, Peter, the vast majority of the trade passing between us and Canada, does it simply roll right through to and from other states?
Well, our data shows that about 6% of the goods that come through our border actually then stay in Michigan. So there is a lot of opportunity that we see to take a bigger piece of that trade that passes through our state and provide some value add here in Michigan to help our Michigan companies grow and create jobs. If you look at that, 94% of that trade basically, you know, moving to other Midwest cities or throughout the nation, that really, really is a big opportunity for us to build on the assets we have in Michigan to make sure that we're really seeking all the opportunities we can for those goods.
In terms of the economic impact of being a border state, is it really significant when it comes to the larger state other than the regions directly surrounding the bridge crossings?
No, it is absolutely significant. Michigan is really a gateway for trade throughout the United States, and we have some great access to our ports both on the East Coast and on the West Coast, and then with our great highway infrastructure that we have in our state, there's a lot of opportunity, and you know, Michigan is a very key piece of that whole export and trade economy that we have, not only in the U.S. but throughout North America. So it's a big part and it's a big asset for what we have available here in Michigan.
So Governor Snyder's proposal for the second bridge between Detroit and Canada, of course, went down. He will continue to pursue it. He does feel it's a very important thing for us. Do you agree with him that it is an absolute necessity that we have this second bridge?
I mean, absolutely. That's going to be a long-term need to continue to grow our export opportunities and our trade opportunities in Michigan. What we're finding, though, is that there's a lot of existing capacity in our system as well. So there's a lot of opportunity in Michigan, not only on the long term with the new bridge, but there's a lot of opportunity also in the short term to grow the activity here in our state, in our region, to really help, drive some job creation and drive some investment in Michigan. So the bridge is definitely a long term infrastructure need, a second span, but there's a lot of opportunity that we can look at before we get to that point.
Well, let's be specific then. When we're talking about Michigan playing a bigger role in the U.S. export economy, what does that exactly mean?
Well, what we want to do is really focus and promote the assets that we have here in Michigan. And there's been a number of different groups. You mentioned the Great Lakes International Trade and Transport Hub, which is a conglomerate of MSU and Prima Civitas and Dalhousie University in Canada. There's a global freight great gateway group that's really explored some opportunities between Michigan and the port in Halifax. And the Detroit Chamber and their TransLinked initiative has really started to look at what the assets are in Southeast Michigan. So what the state's trying to do now is build on what those groups have done and really try to develop a statewide strategy for really promoting the assets we have in this area. And that strategy would include an action plan with short-term, medium-term, long-term goals. We'll try to identify some barriers that we're facing. You know, maybe it's a customs border issue, or maybe it's an issue that our companies are having that, you know, hurts their opportunities for export. And we're going to try to identify and eliminate some of those barriers.
I'm talking to Peter Anister, Public Policy Director at the Michigan Economic Development Corporation and the newly appointed state representative to the Great Lakes International Trade and Transport Hub. Now, Peter, when the bridge issue came up, there was a lot of discussion about the New York side of the border and the fact that they have a much more robust infrastructure in place and that we need to add a second bridge to compete with them. Are they doing things right on that side of the country that we can learn from here in Michigan?
Absolutely. I think our intention is to try to, you know, focus on the areas that have done things right and try to take some of their successes and build on those. But Michigan really is in a unique position in a lot of ways with the assets we have and the manufacturing base that we have here, you know, our university structure and the skills we have. So we're really going to try to take some of those successes that other areas have shown to build a strategy that's really going to focus on what can be successful here in Michigan to really grow this industry, and we're really excited about that.
I mean, are there things that companies in Michigan are saying that are particular problems at our transit points that need to be resolved, kind of a first priority?
Well, always, you know, a big thing for companies is predictability and time. And any time that there's, you know, a situation that leads them to be a little bit unpredictable or could lead them to, you know, take longer than they anticipate for the delivery of some of their goods, that can really be a problem for companies. So what we're really trying to do is listen to those companies to really identify what those issues are and then try to identify where they're seeing those issues. And as part of this initiative and the strategy that we're trying to build, is we're going to try to find solutions to those problems. You know, one of those is, you know, potentially, you know, a border crossing issue. And maybe what can we do to make that a little bit more of a streamlined process?
You did mention that the rate of traffic is down. Would you say that there's no real urgency right now to have a second bridge between Detroit and Canada put in place?
I mean, I think the real urgency for us now is to you know, focus and let people know what assets we have in Michigan in regards to trade and exports. And we're already a major player nationally and being an export state. So I think the focus is really, you know, again, looking at what can we do short term to help continue to build on those successes, and then also long term, like the you know, a bridge is what else do we need to do long term to kind of make sure that we're well positioned in the future to really kind of be a gateway to North America for export and logistics services.
I'm going to have to guess that the discussion about a second Detroit-Canada bridge is going to be a big part of the talk tomorrow. Do you generally support this idea of this public-private bridge that the governor was supporting or a second span that the Maroons are looking to have put in place?
Well, I think we really want to, you know, look at all solutions, but I think there's a lot of support for public-private partnerships and what opportunities those bring to the state. You know, obviously Canada's a key partner in this and you know, has made some offers of what they're willing to do to support this crossing. You know, so some of that I'll leave to the, you know, to the legislature and the governor on what that final result is. But, you know, I think the key is that there are some long-term infrastructure needs that we have. A bridge, you know, there's some rail tunnel issues as well that we may need to look at long term. And all of that's on the table, and we're going to look for solutions to make sure those aren't barriers in the future.
Assuming then that a bridge is inevitable, one or the other, how soon does that process need to begin in your mind for us to have something in place when we see traffic really start to pick up?
Well, I think the process has already started, and I think it's finding what's the right solution going forward, and then how do we get there. You know, so I think it's been identified that this is a need that we have for our state, that this is going to be a key piece of infrastructure. But I think those discussions are, you know, have started. It's been ongoing, and it's going to continue until we find the right solution.
Peter Annister, Policy Director for the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. He will be taking part in tomorrow's Institute for Public Policy and Social Research Forum at MSU. Peter, thank you very much for joining me.
No problem. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And I'll be right back with more, but send me some feedback. Let me know what you think. Our email address, capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.